You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I developed because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Every smile hides a secret, and some of them are deadly. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke.
Oh, it just keeps getting darker for Diddy. Very, very dark. Just when you thought it couldn't get any darker, quite honestly, obviously. He is in custody without bail in New York and is going to be facing those federal charges against him at some point. But as this investigation continues ongoing, more charges very likely will be brought against him. And we're learning more and more of the players involved in this. We're learning more and more accusations. We're going to talk about a new one here in just a moment. Robin Dreeke, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, joining us. Thalia Graves, she's the latest to make an accusation against him and has filed a civil suit. This case also involving his bodyguard, Joseph Sherman, accusing him of drugging S.A., which we're going to say that. We know what that means because we're going to not try and get flagged on YouTube anymore. And filming the assault in 2001. Filming the assault. This is what makes it a little bit different than, as far as we know, some of the others, although I'm going to guess we're going to hear more of this, is the fact that it was allegedly filmed and then distributed to other people, which to me, I'm like, what? You're, number one, if you have the ability to do this kind of act on someone, and then you're going to film it, and then you're going to brag about it, and you're going to show it to other people. I mean, what does that say about the level of entitlement, arrogance, and just living on a different planet than the rest of us?
Yeah, I think it's as simple as that. They're living on a different planet. you know, that surrounded themselves by confirmation bias and groupthink. And the more they get away with one small thing, they're going to keep escalating them. Because remember, our brain's rewarded when we accomplish things. Our brain's rewarded when we do the unusual. But every time we make the unusual common by just one rep, or maybe two, we need to escalate it to get the same sort of satisfaction mentally from those things. That's how these people go down these roads of depravity. And as we've said before about Diddy, if he had just taken that need for more, that need for another emotional hit, instead of taking advantage of people, and he did it to serve people, he could have done amazing things in the world instead of going down this road of darkness. And you, the imagery I had in my mind when you opened up on this segment was that the only way he's ever going to see light again is if he finally just owns it. Because there's no way out of this one, especially when you start saying there's videos involved, which we all knew there would be at some point. When you have that many people and we're dealing with today's individuals with technology, I mean, it's a long time ago when we only had cameras and it was a little more obvious. But today, you know, everything's a camera. Everything's a video recorder. Stuff's going to come out.
Well, I mean, I know we were expecting videos because there was always rumored that he had that and also used them as collateral, similar to Epstein. So I was expecting that. I was expecting them to be more, you know, videos of his parties or whatever. And I guess I was expecting, I guess, more consensual sex going on or whatever the hell he's doing versus like literally assault being filmed on camera and then sharing it with other people. This just kind of blows. I mean, I don't know why I keep getting my mind blown by this, but when you're sharing that video with somebody, are you assuming that no one that you're sharing this to is going to be like, are you assaulting that person? Oh, yeah. And they're not going to have an issue with this? I mean, just what on earth is this? It's. I mean, are we going to see a snuff film next?
Maybe. And here's why. So many of these people we've seen that were covering, and this is on a case I did on Nancy Grace's show the other day as well. When people have this need for control, that's what this is. I mean, think about this. You said it perfectly right there, Tony. It was like, why not consensual? You know, he is who he is. He'd have all the consensual sex he ever wanted.
Yeah.
Well, consensual is what? No control.
Yeah.
It's the controls on the other person. So he keeps leveling up, and these depraved individuals keep testing the level of control they can exert on others. And so when you, and again, once you have control of one group, well, that's no longer a challenge. We got to expand it.
Yeah.
We get to keep expanding. So this is about an individual doing his utmost to continually to expand his level of control, and the levers he's using for control is hardcore manipulation through fear and intimidation, and those are the negative ones. That's why, again, so few people have come out, because of the level of fear of control he's exercised over all these people's lives. I mean, if you go back to the amount of time that has been potentially going on, we have potentially individuals that have been trauma bonded, as we've talked about numerous times on here. Think about that. When you're being controlled through these levers of manipulation of fear, that's trauma bonding. And then if he sprinkles some niceties at you, sprinkles some money at you, sprinkles some fame at you, sprinkles some access at you, sprinkles some women at you, whatever it is, then he's going to recontrol, remanipulate, and then sprinkle a little more. Welcome to the world of trauma bonding and cults.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly feels that way. And I would imagine, you know, it's an insidious thing. I mean, I'm assuming he didn't, you know, go out the door when he first started getting some fame and attention in the early 90s doing this. At least I hope he wasn't doing this right out of the gate.
Right.
You know, it's a slow build. But what, I mean, is it kind of just a side effect of the power and the money that he had? I mean, obviously there's very wealthy people out there that have a lot of power that aren't going down this road. But I suppose if you have a depraved mind and you're already, you know, you're dabbling in kind of dark things on a lighter level, and then it just keeps going and going. Is it one of those things where just nothing can fulfill Diddy's desires because he's always going to such an extreme that You have to go to the next place, and that next place is almost uncharted territory or extremely criminal territory.
Yes. It's simple. It really is simple. You know, as we've said numerous times, you know, if we're trying to overcomplicate things, we're probably looking wrong.
Yeah.
This is really simple. This is an individual addicted to control. Mm-hmm. When, and again, the first real clue to me was a couple of weeks ago when we talked about how he didn't even show up to court for the $100 million, you know, lawsuit. It's not, he's moved beyond money. This is not about money. Money originally gave him the ability to control and have power, but then the power and control itself gave him that. Mm-hmm. And so the money was no, I don't even think he thinks in terms of dollars and cents anymore. That, you know, the only reason we all have money for most of us at the subsistence level, excuse me, is, you know, food, shelter, and prosperity at a small level for us and those we care about in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, he is way beyond that. Some individuals are way beyond that. So when you move beyond the need for currency, the real currency people are going for is a feeling of safety, which comes from a feeling of control. And since we are genetically coded as human beings to be caught up in the cult of more, he is caught up in the cult of more control. And there is no bounds. Yep. That's why if he had rechanneled it, like the great philanthropists in the world have done, this could have turned out much differently for him and a lot of other people.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.